Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
On the job, every minute counts. That's why Lowe's now has ProBlock Quick Dry Primer, expertly manufactured by Sherwin-Williams. Engineered for pros to dry fast and go on smooth for virtually flawless results that keep your job moving. It's available in oil and water-based, and getting it is easy. Order online by 2 p.m. and get free same-day delivery right to your job site. Lowe's, we help, you save. Orders placed after 2 p.m. will be delivered next day. Valid in select zip codes. Subject to driver availability. More terms apply.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. Shopify.com/audioboom.
Hey, back to our conversation in just a second. You know those nights when you just don't sleep and the next day you're dragging, exhausted, and everything feels harder? Well, that's where CBD from CB Distillery can make a real difference. But it's not just sleep. CB Distillery has solutions that work with your body to help with stress, pain, after exercise, even mood and focus. And it's all made with the highest quality, clean ingredients. No fillers, just premium CBD. Imagine waking up rested or enjoying your day without those nagging aches and pains. That's the real win of CB Distillery Solutions. That's why over 2 million people trust CB Distillery. I absolutely love their products. And yes, it has made sleeping a wonderful experience. I don't worry. I don't stress. I'm like, am I going to get a good night's sleep? Because when I use their products, I do. So if you're ready for better sleep, less stress, and feeling good in your own skin, again, try CBD from CB Distillery. And right now, you can save 25% off your entire purchase. Visit CB Distillery and use promo code GHOST. That's cbdistillery.com, promo code GHOST. cbdistillery.com, promo code GHOST. Specific product availability depends on individual state regulations. Now back to our conversation.
Today on Real Ghost Stories Online, it seemed her house didn't just come with memories, it came with residents.
This is Real Ghost Stories Online.
Thank you so much for listening. And if you have a real ghost story and you want to share it with us, that would make us really super happy. Call it in, leave us a voicemail, 855-853-4802. Write it down at realghoststoriesonline.com. And remember, if you would like to be a premium subscriber, you could do that. No commercials, access to the archive, and advanced episodes. Sign up today at Apple Podcasts or go to patreon.com/realghoststories. I am Carol Hughes. Kathy Gordon is my sister.
I am.
And my co-host.
What did you think about the World Series?
I loved it.
Me too.
And I will say this, it's much easier to watch something like that when your team's not in it.
Well, it's more heartbreaking when your team isn't in it because, you know, and you don't really have a horse in the race.
Yeah, and it's like my blood pressure was much better, but I thought it was some of the best baseball games I've seen maybe ever.
I'm telling you that it really, I think, might have been one of the best World Series that I've ever seen. As an entire group of games, it went clear to the seventh game. These teams
extra
were so
innings
evenly matched
in the seventh game.
We had actually that one game. We had two games.
I know. It was like they tied it up, and it's like, hey, let's play one more.
Let's play two. You know, and it was like, I feel bad for Toronto Blue Jays because they deserve to win. Actually, as much as the Dodgers.
I know. Like,
either of those teams deserved that win. They just were grinding it out. Both of them were trying so hard. And it was a joy to watch that, you know.
That whole series.
It really was. I really enjoyed it. But with that said, it made me start thinking about, some of the haunted baseball stories that we've had. And I think there's two areas to me. It seems like the hauntings when it comes to baseball happen. It's either in like an old clubhouse or the hotels that the traveling teams stay in.
Yeah, because every time Mookie Betts gets up to bat or has a great play, I always think that he's afraid of staying in a haunted hotel.
Exactly, right? And so I was doing a little bit of research, and I ran across a story that a relief pitcher named Scott Williamson was staying in a hotel in Florida, and it was the Vinoy, V-I-N-O-Y, Vinoy Hotel, okay. Renaissance Vinoy. Apparently, it's an old hotel, and the traveling teams that are going to play the Tampa Bay Devil Rays stay there quite a bit, or at least used to and I think this was in the early 2000s that this particular story happened. But he said that he had checked in, gone into his room, everything was fine, he went to bed, and he all of a sudden just had a very creepy feeling like somebody was watching him. You know, the light was kind of shining in from the window. There was like a pool area or something. And the curtains, I think, were closed. But it had a little light sifting through. And so he kind of turned away from the window and rolled over on his stomach. And he felt like someone was pushing him really hard on his back. And so then he kind of turned back around. And what was that? But okay. And then he turned back over and it started happening again, only worse. And I think at which point he kind of bolted up and saw a man standing kind of in front of that lighted window area.
Ooh.
And he looked like he was wearing kind of older clothes. And I think it was just like a blink, blink, and then it was gone. So he said that he called his wife, who at that time was an emergency room nurse. I don't know if she still does that or not. And he's like, is something wrong with me? Like, do you think I'm having a heart attack or something? Like, what's going on here? And so she went through a bunch of things with him. And she said, I think you're fine. You know, I don't see anything, anything physical here that's happening. So the next day he told some of the guys that something happened and whatnot. And then the story kind of got out a little. And I guess an old buddy of his called up and said, I did a little research into that hotel area and that hotel that you were talking about. And he said, a man died in that hotel. And I'm not sure whether the situation was a little mysterious as to the surrounding of what happened to this man exactly, but that he had stayed in that hotel in his last name, he said, wait for it, is Williamson.
Oh, really?
Yeah. He had the same last name as the pitcher.
That's interesting.
So he checks out. The Reds leave town. The Pittsburgh Pirates come in, I guess. And they started having issues. Like some of the players said, just odd things were happening. Like they walked down the hall. Somebody that was a little odd walking person, you know, passed them. They turned back to look at him because it was just like the person looked, they were just like dressed oddly, old, you know, clothes and stuff. They turned back to look at him and there wasn't anybody there. Somebody said that he was taking a shower, looked down and there was change in the shower.
Yeah. And how does that get there? You know?
Yeah. You know, so just there were several things. And then I think more things have happened in that hotel, too. But I just thought, you know, as a little baseball tie-in this week, we do have things that happen. And like I said, it seems to me that when you're traveling to lots of hotels, especially if you're staying in older hotels, things happen. Baseball players seem to have a lot of them. Though I do think baseball players by nature are superstitious people.
I think a lot of professional athletes.
A lot of athletes are.
Professional athletes are, yeah. They've got their lucky shoes or this certain way that they warm up or, you know.
You know, if you're going to go to the free throw line, you're going to bounce the ball three times or two times or whatever. You know, there's a certain thing that you have. My son was a baseball player and I got chewed out so bad one time because I washed a t-shirt. He said, that was my lucky t-shirt.
How did I
know? We haven't lost, you know, like I haven't washed it and we haven't lost. And I'm like, you're wearing the same gross t-shirt, you know, in every game, but
we haven't lost. And it's all because of that t-shirt.
It's all because of me. Yeah. You know, or whatever. So yes, I do think by nature, they're a little superstitious and a little bit susceptible to ideas maybe, but I thought that was kind of an interesting story.
So it'll be a while before pitchers and catchers report.
I know, February. February.
It seems like forever. I'm going to miss baseball this season. I really, really enjoyed it.
You know, it was funny because they have been talking about the absolutely like sports apocalypse that's been going on in the last week or two because we've had all the baseball playoffs. The NBA is back. So the professional basketball is going. The hockey's back. Football's in full gear, you know, like if you just look at every single game that's going on all the time, you know, there's all just
college
so
basketball
many
starts next week.
Absolutely. So many things are happening and we love it. We're sports.
I did get tickets to the first game for my Wichita State Shockers, my alumni team. So we're going to go Tuesday night and see the game.
Good.
And one interesting thing, because Wichita State hasn't been playing near as good as they used to play, so they finally lowered ticket prices. So you can almost afford to go these days, you know?
Oh, good.
Like you can get in for $20 all in, not fees tacked onto that. So that's a good deal.
Well, it doesn't happen that way with Kansas. No. And they haven't even been playing that good the last year or two. And good heavens.
Because the tickets are just $20, $30, $40. And I'm like, we got the $30 tickets. So we're ready to go. So let's go to this first. Well, it's really our second ghost story. Says, when we first moved into this house 7 years ago, it didn't feel like home. The first week, I remember walking around with this uneasy feeling like somebody was standing just behind me watching. My mom said she felt it too. She called it a threatening atmosphere. That's in quotes.
Ooh, that's
well, Mom, I will never feel comfortable in this house.
Yeah, really?
Now that you've said that. I thought she was exaggerating until I got sick. It wasn't a cold or anything. I just felt weak, dizzy, drained. Looking back, that was probably the house's way of introducing itself. Or she had long COVID.
Could be that.
Has all the symptoms I've had. If she just added in extremely tired, I think we'd be there. After a few months, the weirdness settled into something more specific. There was something in the attic, a presence. We didn't go up there often, just used it for storage, but I always felt watched when I stood under the hatch. I used to joke about it being haunted. Then things started to happen that made me stop joking. It sounds ridiculous, but it started showing up in my dreams. I'd be asleep and suddenly see these strange cartoon animals. Childish, harmless looking, until a cartoon cat would appear and hit me right in the forehead with a metal rod. Every time I'd wake up with a pounding headache right where it had hit me. That's a weird dream to have, isn't it?
It really is.
It almost seems like the headache was what you had in the dream wrapped itself around your headache, you know?
You know, that's exactly what I was thinking too, because that happens.
Yeah, like if you're sick, you start dreaming about all these weird things happening in
your
stomach.
You have very weird dreams. And yeah. So I wonder if she was suffering from migraines.
Yeah, I don't know. Let's see. It happened twice in one night. After that, I decided I needed to talk to whatever was doing this. I was only 12, but it felt like the only option. So I spoke out loud in my room that night. I told it I knew it was there. That was the first time the furniture moved. My bed scraped a few inches away from the wall all by itself. Over the next few weeks, I learned more, not through words exactly, but impressions. It felt male, felt angry, and eventually I pieced together an image of who he was or had been. A station master from sometime in the 1800s, he'd been accused of something terrible and was hanged for it. The guilt or the anger had stuck with him, and now he wanted everyone to know this was still his space. He had a dog, too. I didn't believe in that part till my mom heard it one night, a deep growl coming from the attic, even though we didn't have a dog. I saw it once, a faint shape on the landing, its head low, watching. After a while, the spirit seemed to lose interest in me. The dream stopped. I still felt him up there, but not in the same way. It was like he decided I understood him, and that was enough. That's when other things started. One morning around 5, I woke up early and went downstairs to watch TV before school. I turned on the light, crossed the room, caught my reflection in the dark TV screen, but it wasn't me. There was a different girl standing in the middle of the room. She looked exactly like me, same hair, same face, but she was wearing clothes I hadn't worn in years, an old sweater and trousers. She wasn't copying me either. She moved on her own. For a few seconds, it was like we just stared at each other. Then she tilted her head like she recognized me and faded away. I ran straight to my mom's room. I was shaking so bad I couldn't even get the words out at first. She got up. We both heard movement outside the door, footsteps, slow and heavy. A shadow passed along the landing, then stopped right by my room before disappearing. A year later, it happened again, the same girl standing closer this time, right beside the TV. I didn't run. I turned on the TV and she vanished. Later, I found out who she was. My mom told me that I was supposed to have been a twin. There was a sister who didn't survive. She'd never told me that before, and it made sense. The girl had never felt threatening, just curious, like she wanted to be seen. When I was 14, this is weird, I discovered I wasn't just a twin. I was actually a triplet. Why wouldn't the mom have told her, confessed to everything all at once?
I don't know.
You know, especially if she figured out the twin thing and you fessed up, why wouldn't you just say, here's
the
real truth?
At that point, you just go ahead and talk about the rest of it.
Might be good for both of them to have that conversation.
Yeah.
Not long after learning that, I started sensing him around as well. I'd feel a different kind of presence, lighter somehow, standing near the doorway or sitting on the end of my bed. Never frightened me. It almost felt like the house had given them both a way to visit me. But not everything that came through was kind. For a while, I was followed by a shadow, a tall, dark shape that looked almost like a stick figure. Never spoke or did anything. It just showed up behind me. I'd catch sight of it in mirrors or glass, always just standing there. And every time I saw it, something bad would happen soon after. An argument, an accident, break something. After a few months, it just stopped appearing and things started to feel normal again. Then came the animals. My mom saw her old childhood dog one night, plain as day, lying beside her bed. She said she felt at peace after that, like it just came to say hello. We've both seen the brown cat, runs through the house, quick as lightning, and sometimes you can hear the bell on his collar jingling in rooms when nothing's there. One night, its toy ball, the one with the bell inside, started moving on its own, rolling across the floor. We both watched it happen. Not all the spirits stay long. Some seem to pass through. One night I woke up and saw a man in old clothes sitting on the floor in the corner of the living room. That would scare the shit out of me. He was looking for something, his hand sifting through the carpet like he'd lost something important. He looked at me and said they took it. Then he said someone had invaded his home and stolen something precious to him. That was weird. There are other things that pass through too. Horses or the spirits of them. My God, what is this like? Just a free-for-all house?
I don't
got
know.
Horses and cats and dogs and men and twins and triplets. Let's see. You can hear the hoof beats and see the shapes for a second before they disappear. Most of the time, the energy in the house feels calm now, but every once in a while, something still happens. One night, I turned off the kitchen light before heading upstairs to use the computer. There's a black bin liner on the floor, not full, just a few bits of trash in it. While I was online, I heard a crash downstairs, like something fell over. I figured it was a cat or maybe something settling and ignored it. When I went back down a few hours later, the trash liner was shredded, not torn, ripped to pieces, trash scattered everywhere. No sign of an animal getting in, no claw marks, nothing, just a mess, like someone had grabbed it and pulled it apart. We never figured that one out. My mom thinks it might have been one of our relatives, maybe my grandfather, because of course, why wouldn't grandpa show up? He's made himself known before turning the kettle on randomly or flicking lights. After 7 years, we've gotten used to sharing the house with these things. Most of what happens isn't bad. It's just strange. It's like the place attracts spirits passing through, all with their own stories and reasons for being here. Sometimes late at night, the air still feels heavy, and I wonder if the old station master is still up there in the attic, keeping watch over everything. Thank you for listening to my story. That's Tessa. There is so much going on.
I'm not sure where to even start.
I don't know. You know, some of it, like the dream, I think, you know, how... what we said, that could be, I mean, you could have dreams too, because you're scared and you're going to, I get how that all manifests in a dream, but you know, it could be that she was sick or had a migraine or something too. And I get the feeling of having something in your attic. We grew up like that. There was something in the attic, that little room off the bathroom. There was something in it. I don't know what it was, but it felt like it was always right behind the door. And if you had to go in that bathroom, it was in there with you, watching you, and you'd run out of there as fast as you could.
Yeah.
And I get that. But it was just like, you know, I wonder if maybe the station master person is actually the person she saw sitting in the living room, you know?
Right. And, you know, maybe it's a spirit. It's just an entity that takes on different personas.
Yeah. And could you just like... have a house, it's like the gateway. Like,
could
I
be.
Guess, right? Mm-hmm. I don't know. Right? I would hate to live there.
We've discussed that before, whether there are certain places that seem to be portals that things just go through. And maybe that's possible in this situation. The girl thing is interesting to me. We've heard this before a little bit about the twin situation and then finding out that you were supposed to be a twin, or in this case a triplet. So we've kind of had some of that before where that has occurred. It seems odd to me that it's all occurring.
And I think the part that bugs me the most, not even the hauntings, it's like, why did the mom tell her about the twin and then not tell her about the triplet? That's weird to me, because it's like, okay, if she's seeing one, and I get that weird twin connection or a triplet connection, like that kind of all makes sense to me. But it seems like a good opportunity to say, and by the way, if you see a boy, it might be
exactly.
That just felt rather insensitive.
But I'm glad that Tessa seems to feel kind of calm about it now. Like, for a while, she said that it felt like she was scared earlier on and, you know, the headaches and the dreams and whatever. But that seems to kind of have, you know, dissipated. And she seems to be now like, well, you know, we share the house.
And I wonder,
and I'm not so afraid.
If it's something she's ever going to get away from, because that kind of activity almost makes me think that her and her mother are more mediums and are able to see things that most of us can't.
Yeah.
You know, I kind of wonder if it's more of that sort of thing.
I wonder,
because that's a lot of activity in one house.
Yeah.
So I don't know. I hope it does get better for her.
I do too.
Well, let's go to this caller.
Hi, guys. My name is Brandy. I am calling from Austin area in Texas. I just discovered your podcast actually last night. I worked the graveyard shift, and you guys helped me pass the time last night, and I have a feeling you will be helping me pass the time for quite a while. Felt inclined to call and kind of give my story. Ever since I was a kid, I lived in this particular house, and I would experience things every once in a while, but I always kind of just wrote it off as me imagining it, whatnot. Time came later in life where I had an experience. I was older, and it totally confirmed everything that I ever wondered about as a kid. I was doing laundry in my boyfriend's house, and the way the structure was set up, the condo, it was like a 4-level condo. I was up on the very top level doing laundry in a closet. Doors opened out, so there was no way anything could pass between me and the banister when the doors were open, because it only left maybe a 4-inch gap at the most. So I'm doing laundry, and all of a sudden I feel someone walk up behind me, and I can feel it like pressed up against me. And I hear in my hair and on my ear, I could hear kind of like a sigh/groan type noise, and I felt it down my neck. And then it just passed behind me like nothing. It happened. It felt real, to the point where I turned around to check and see if any way possible something could have passed behind me. But it was physically impossible for anything, even the cat that they had, to pass behind me and cause that response. There's other stuff that's happened. But obviously I can call back another time and tell you guys about that. Apparently, I'm the only one that's ever experienced anything in that house, so I'm not sure why that would happen to just me in particular, but I guess I'll never know. Just thought I'd share, and I appreciate your guys' podcast. It's great. It makes me feel better that there's other people out there that experience things, so they kind of, you know, I don't feel completely crazy. So thanks, guys. Keep up the good work. Maybe I'll talk to you soon.
That experience almost felt like creepy in a...
like violation.
Yeah, like yeah, creepy. That's the word I want.
Yeah.
Like it was some sexual predator ghost.
Yeah, it did. Well, anytime somebody says groan, I'm like, yeah, that's a little...
And it groaned and like breathed on her neck and brushed
and
up
and rubbed
right
up against
her. Oh, that was so creepy.
You know, she said nobody else had ever had anything in that particular place, but it might be because nobody else is you. That
exactly.
You know, have an intuition. You have a sixth sense for things. And you said you grew up in a house as a kid that seemed to have some activity. I'd love to hear some of those stories too, by the way. And I think that maybe it's because you're you. And that's why this happened to you and it hasn't happened to somebody else. We were just talking the other day that it happened to me when we were in Spain. I looked into this crypt area and I felt somebody's hand kind of go down my spine. Like somebody took their finger and kind of went down my spine. And so, I mean, it does happen. Now, thank goodness they didn't groan and go that step further with it. That's so creepy. But no, I think it's because you're you, Tessa, and you have the ability to actually feel these things.
And, you know, how many people do you know who have had experiences, not had experiences in that house? Like a couple? Mm-hmm. You know, how old is the house? There might be, maybe it's just attracted to women. So, yeah. You know, I don't know.
I agree.
Just very strange. Ooh. I don't like that story at all. It just felt very violating to me.
Mm-hmm. I agree.
Okay, well, if you have a real ghost story, share it with us. Call it in 855-853-4802 or write it in at realghoststoriesonline.com. Become a premium subscriber if you want to. No commercials, access to the archive, and advanced episodes. You can sign up through Apple Podcasts or patreon.com/realghoststories. And for all of us here at Real Ghost Stories Online, thank you for listening.
Moro Casino. America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
When you think about businesses that are selling through the roof, Allbirds or Skims, sure, you think about a great product, a cool brand, and brilliant marketing. But an often overlooked secret is actually the businesses behind the business, making selling, and for the shoppers buying, simple. For millions of businesses, that business is Shopify. Nobody does selling better than Shopify, home of the number one checkout on the planet. And the not-so-secret secret, with Shop Pay, that boosts conversions up to 50%, meaning way less carts going abandoned and way more sales going... So if you're into growing your business, your commerce platform better be ready to sell wherever your customers are scrolling or strolling on the web, in your store, in their feed, and everywhere in between. Businesses that sell more sell on Shopify. Upgrade your business and get the same checkout Skims uses. Sign up for your $1 per month trial period at shopify.com/audioboom, all lowercase. Go to shopify.com/audioboom to upgrade your selling today. shopify.com/audioboom.
Here's golf legend John Daly.
Hell yeah, these wins are piling up faster than my divorces.
I only spent on Moto, America's social casino. You know I've won a couple of majors. And on Moto, I've won majors, grands, and epic jackpots on their classic Vegas slots with huge, huge bonus rounds. Moto Casino adds new games and awards players free coins every single day. Grip it and spin it on Moto Casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino. America's social casino.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Welcome to Moto Casino, where the excitement never ends. With thousands of the hottest free-to-play social casino games, fastest payouts, and the best promotions in the industry. No tricks or gimmicks. Owned and operated in the USA.
Moto Casino is a free-to-play social casino. No purchase necessary. 21 plus to play. Void where prohibited.
Sign up today for a generous welcome bonus.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today.
You ain't heard about Moto Casino?
Moto has real Vegas slots. Any game you can find on the floor in Vegas, you can play it on Moto.
I like my slots hot. Moto's free to play, like food stamps. In line at the grocery store, at a funeral, in traffic. Keep your eyes on the road. Hop on Moto Casino. Moto Casino got jackpots that are bigger than my belly. Moto, America's hottest free to play social casino.
Download the Moto Casino app today. Moto Casino is a social casino. Void where prohibited. No purchase necessary. Visit Moto.us for more details.
Moto Casino, America's social casino.
This time of year, most of us are checking off our holiday gift lists. But identity thieves have lists too, and your personal information might be on them. Protect your identity with LifeLock. LifeLock monitors millions of data points every second and alerts you to threats you could miss. If your identity is stolen, LifeLock will fix it, guaranteed, or your money back. Make this season about joy, not identity theft, with LifeLock. Save up to 40% your first year at LifeLock.com/iHeart. Terms apply.